from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Fun little question here on the Vancouver Ford text line. For the performances we've seen at Summer League thus far, which players are you most bummed about us missing in the draft? Before we dive into that, basketball coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. There have been a bunch of standouts at Summer League. Among this class, Reed Shepard's probably way up there. We talked about him yesterday. His ability, his pull-up jumper is just insanely good. Mm-hmm. I was just like, whoa, okay, this guy's a player. But it's another guard where it's like, oh, God, for love of God, I can't do more guards. Even as good as he's going to be, an interesting kind of fit working things through.
When you look at Klingon and what he's done so far, mm-hmm. I feel like Blazer fans shouldn't be bummed out at all about missing on anybody. Like, he has been exactly what you wanted, a rim protector who can go and get boards. And
he solves problems that are questions the Blazers have. Like, he's an answer to the questions.
Well, I can't remember a Blazer or a Blazers team having a big that could rim protect in my lifetime. And I mean, I get it. I'm not that old, but I'm 26.
Yeah, I mean, the last time they probably had somebody that was like that was Camby, who was like just an absolute terrorist as a shot blocker.
But I think there's more room for clinging, like more potential there. There's more room probably, for growth Camby, than Camby even was, what Camby was.
Camby's a hell of a player. But yeah, I mean, Sabonis was just so big that he operated as a rim deterrent, but it was a different era of the NBA. Prisbilla was probably the last like functional. Robin Lopez was a functional rim protector.
Saw him at the airport.
But Robin is probably a more apt comparison, and I've talked to folks in the league who think that the like apex predator version of Donovan Klingon is Brook Lopez.
Okay,
like.
I can get down with that.
If all of a sudden he's like knocked down threes on offense, which I think he's a long ways from, but like that, his functional ability is like knock down three, spread court offensively while being a perimeter playmaker, and then defensively being a guy who just sits in the paint. Mm-hmm. And that's something he does very well. I wrote about it on my Patreon. He already is a rookie. He 2.9s really well. For those mm-hmm. of you who don't know, 2.9ing is your 3-second call is you know standing in the paint for 3 seconds, not guarding anybody. You 2.9, which means you get 1 foot out, tag somebody, and get back in. Or if you're Donovan Klingon, you just stand there and make them call it until they eventually call it. And that's like knowing how to do that and being willing to do that, not getting all jittery in the paint. Like he just parks his big butt in the middle of the paint and says, call it.
Right.
And you've heard multiple coaches on the opposing teams in the broadcast yelling, he hasn't left the paint. He hasn't left the paint. 3 seconds. Like, it's quite funny. Mm-hmm. But I think he answers a lot of questions. I will say that there, like, I do have like FOMO of like developing young players. That's like my favorite thing in the NBA is watching young guys put it together.
Right.
Like, don't get me wrong. I love Dame. Mm-hmm. Watching him develop was incredible. It's not that I didn't appreciate him dropping 71 points or hitting the .9 or
right.
the bad shot or everything else in between. But my favorite thing to watch is a player's first 5 years in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Watching them go from, like, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed to figuring it out. It's super, super, super cool to watch the building blocks come together and, like, progress along the path.
Mm-hmm.
With that, Utah got an absolute dude in Cody Williams. Cody Williams, everyone's like, I don't know. It's just he's kind of skinny. Is it just because his brother's in the league? No. The dude is an absolute freaking bucket, and that's what you're seeing. He's averaging 17 a game, shooting 60% from the floor. Like, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's going to be really
pretty good.
He needs a little bit of time. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. To give him 2 years in the league because he's a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
Go hit an NBA weight room for a year and a half and watch. We're going to be talking about this guy and going, yeah, that's a dude. And look, I'm not mad that the Blazers didn't take him, so to speak, in the sense of like, oh my God, they can't. I can't believe they did that and they traded for Denny because I love Denny.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're asking me about guys that I'm like, oh God, it would be nice to have him. Cody's 1A on that list, unabashedly. Tristan Da Silva and Terrence Shannon Jr. are both guys who Tristan Da Silva is just a pro. Like, if the Blazers kept their 14th pick, like, that's who was, yep, he looks good.
Take those guys.
Yeah, yep. Terrence Shannon Jr., obviously, he had a rape charge. And I talked to folks in the league who told me that behind the scenes that there was once all of the evidence came to the fore, that the charges just didn't have any merit.
Hmm.
And it's a nasty charge and something that's sitting with him for a very long time. But all of the background and security and all the stuff that went into that, they said, yeah, the video did not show it was him.
Someone else, or
it's pretty clearly not him.
Yeah.
it's a black man.
I was gonna say, someone who has not seen the video.
Yeah, but it's pretty conclusively not him.
Mm.
So, yeah. So it's you know, it's unfortunate, the situation that he found himself in. But he's another guy who just getting downhill and just being an absolute monster. But beyond that, I don't think there's really been anybody I'm like, yeah, like Ron Holland has been bad.
Yeah.
Capital B bad.
Bronny.
Bronny's been a tire fire. Like, that's just.
No, what are you talking about? He's going to be Lou Dort.
Yeah, that's just. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that.
Lou Dort or Bronny?
I'm trying to think if there's anybody else. Dylan Jones has been fun. The Blazers brought him in for a workout. I think that's probably it, though. Like, there's nobody who I'm just like, no, like, that's the guy that, but that's also this draft class. Like, Alex Starr was 0-15 the other day for the Wizards against the Blazers, and everybody's like, oh, you really like Alex Starr? I'm like, yeah, the same reason I like Donovan Klingon. He's really good at defense.
And he can develop offense.
Yeah, and like if the offense coming around for him is the difference between him being like a good player to a great player.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been the question with him. It was like, you know, who would I rather have? And taking swings on guys, like, give me the guy with the crazy, you know, potential. Give me the guy with the crazy talent. I will say, though, after three games played now, Donovan Klingon leads the NBA Summer League in rebounds and in block shots, all while playing under 26 minutes a game.
Yeah, I think Casey Holdall's tweet said he's not in the top 50 in minutes played.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you want out of him.
Yeah, so I made this reference. I think I said this yesterday as well. His per 36 numbers are probably going to look pretty dumb. Like, they're going to look video game-esque. Mm-hmm. If he plays 18 a night, which is kind of what I think he's going to be early on,
right,
because DeAndre's going to play 32-ish.
Right. Off the bench.
Yeah. With that, I think you're looking at him averaging probably 6 points, 8 rebounds, and like 1.8 to 2 blocks. Which, if you look at his,
that's real nice.
Yeah, But if you look at that as a per 36, if you're playing 18, you just double everything. You're looking at a guy that per 36, he's going to average 12, 16, and 4.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.